that time.
Oh, Jesus. Cracker of a game, isn't it? I think we probably saw from yesterday that there's plenty of runs on offer, and we probably felt that we're maybe just on par with what we got there. We knew that we were going to have to bowl well and field well, and you know, when a player like Alyssa Healy gets going like that, she's bloody hard to stop. So full credit to them, but it was a great game, and you know, disappointing to come out on the losing side.
Yeah, what was the thinking there of the last few overs?
Oh, there was plenty going on. I think when a player's moving around like that, you sort of talk about Yorkers, but it's a bloody hard skill. I know me and Piper were sort of chatting to each other there on the drive and just thinking, you just got to back yourself in and give it your best crack, because like I said, when you've got a player like Midge who's whacking balls for fun, and you know, there's a reasonably strong breeze, and you know, you've only got two out during that surge, it's hard, and you're not going to succeed very often. So for us, we just wanted to take it deep as possible. Obviously, we hold a couple of catches and it's a different story. So look, there's plenty of positives to take out of the game. We just, you know, I think that the big thing that we need to take out is we're playing a lot better cricket than we were probably a week or so ago.
How have you seen Beth Mooney's past week or so, a couple of 90s in the 70s, she seems to have found some form?
Yeah, she has. It'd be nice if she passed on some to me. But no, she's great. We always know that she's very close always to be scoring runs. And she's just such a class player, the way she manipulated the field. Again, just another classic innings, and her consistency. I mean, she's a freak as well. I think I saw some stats around. She averages, you know, 400s every season, which is unbelievable. So, yeah, just very happy she's in our team.
What's been the thinking with shuffling down to 3 and 4 the last couple of matches?
Well, to be brutally honest, I suck at the moment. So I think it just gives other players an opportunity to get going, and hopefully I can bat a bit deeper in the end. But, you know, I just haven't been able to, I guess, find the gears right to be there, you know, further into the innings. And that's cricket sometimes. I feel like I'm training really hard and, you know, doing all the things right. And hopefully the cricket gods shine down on me soon, because it's pretty tough, to be fair. But when you've got players like Moons and Cappy doing what she's been doing the last two games, it certainly makes it a bit easier. But I think that's the great thing with this team, is we're all going to have each other's back, and we can move around, we're flexible, and we've got players that can do different roles in the team.
It's been a massive year with Comm Games 100, the Minis Tour, and now this. Is there any element of fatigue or anything?
Oh, for sure. There probably is. But that's, I guess, the nature of female cricket now. And you've got to get used to it, I guess. I think for me it's finding that balance of, yeah, how can I still perform at really important events? And the WBBL is an important event for me. So, yeah, I think you've got to find ways, and it's going to be a challenge for a lot of players moving forward, is how do you get that balance right? But again, like I said, I feel like I'm hitting them all right in the nets and whatnot. It's just being able to transfer it out into the middle.
And how are you guys approaching the next week in Melbourne, knowing that to a degree things might be a little bit out of your control now?
Yeah, well, you're dead right. The only things we can control are our games. So we've got two really important games up in Maui that we're really looking forward to. Again, we're playing better cricket now than we did probably a week or so ago. So that's a really pleasing aspect for us. And it's now just about continuing that on. And yeah, I mean, luckily we've got a couple of days off, which I think is going to be really important. And hopefully we're there at the business end of the tournament.
Really quickly as well, a word on Logan Paro, 100 games today. It's sort of hard to see from the outside looking in what sort of impact she has on the group, but talk us through how much she impacts culture and how important she is.
Yeah, I think Chloe, for me, probably embodies what it is to be a Perth Scorcher. She's obviously been there from the outset, and she is. She's a real, I guess, stalwart of women's cricket in WA, and certainly for me, coming into that group a couple of years ago now, she was the heart and soul of that team, and she really carries a lot of the pride, the values, what it means to play for Perth and play for WA. So what she brings to this team is immense, and like you say, not many people probably see it from the outside. I think, you know, she's an absolute quality cricketer as well, but for me it's probably more of the person that she is and the character that she has. She's not scared to pull people up, and she's certainly, you know, first one there to work hard and to make sure that we're all living to our Perth Scorchers standards. So absolutely chuffed for my little mate Pip to bring up 100 today. Gutted that we couldn't, I guess, get the result for her, but I know that she's got plenty more in the tank.
Got it.
See?